This is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. My name is Sean Evans, and I hope you guys are doing great. And if you aren't doing great, hit me up and we can talk about it. It's all about your perspective at this point, but I'm truly blessed to be able to do this. Thank you, Anchor. Talk about life with people. We're here to create something that you all can listen to. Maybe get your mind off things that bother you. Maybe you just need a healthy escape. And that's why we're here. To just talk, and as I always say in all my podcasts, this is kind of like a journal. It's like a good time for me to just kind of talk about life and whatever I'm going through and whatever I'm thinking, you know. It's nice. But anyway, I got co-anchor Chelsea Devins here. How you doing today?
I'm very good today. I'm good.
Good. I know there's a lot going on in the world. You already know out there if you're listening to this with the COVID-19 virus. It's definitely a weird time. But our restaurant, the restaurant that we work at, it's opening back up this week. I'm not sure if it's at 50% capacity or 75%.
They're not opening yet. They're not opening.
You don't think they will?
No, they're not going to open for another 2 weeks.
Well, our governor just... I guess he just made a statement about, I guess, the next phase on what we're doing, because the cases, this is phase two now. And the cases in Florida have decreased by like 20%, I saw. Somebody looked that up, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but it decreased since they, started phase one. It's decreased by 20% or whatever. But so now gyms are opening up Monday. Go get your hair cut now, I guess. But I'm also noticing that people aren't really wearing their masks at all anymore.
No, I've noticed that the other day. There's like people used to have like the bandanas and everything on, as like masks and stuff, but like nobody's doing anything anymore. I don't know, it's weird.
I heard a comment the other day.
It's like it came and gone.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
I mean, I think we can all agree on just wanting to get back to whatever normal is. But I feel like I would love to get back to normal, because I have a lot of things I want to, you know, start working towards. And I don't know, we can still be safe. We can still use the same precautions. We just have another virus on the charts, just like the seasonal flu, you know, just more hygiene, people. I mean, let's get good at good hygiene.
Please don't eat baths and stuff. Just be a normal, clean, hand-washing person.
Do you honestly think that this started from guy eating a freaking bat?
No. It started in a freaking laboratory.
See, okay. The fact that
I will 100% believe this is man-made, 100%. Nothing's gonna change my mind.
I know, right? Why is it that? Because the information that first came out, we were like, something's up.
It's just out of nowhere, which everybody is just, you're going to die. Like, you're going to get this, and then you're going to die. And then all these places closed down. No, there's a reason for it. Things don't just, the world doesn't stop for nothing.
Population control?
Yeah. Get rid of the elderly so they can stop paying them, like, retirement and all that stuff, and fix the economy. Because as far as, I don't know anything about politics and the government and all that, but last I remember, it's like our economy was like shit, and now all of a sudden we have all this money to give people unemployment and stimulus checks and all that stuff. I don't know, none of this makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. I just feel like there's so much that we just don't know right now, and just wow. Like I was telling you earlier, that they were saying that they believe that the virus first hit the United States probably in December, and a lot of people, myself included, and you and other people that I know, it like circulated in this restaurant that we're working at. Everybody just one by one, ding ding, everybody got sick just one by one. And I told myself I was not gonna allow myself to get sick. I'm gonna, you know, just putting that energy out there. And when I did start to feel ill, and I would still go to work and stuff, but it was like for 3 days I felt like absolute crap. And so this reporter, I don't even remember what channel it was on, but he was saying, we figure, we don't really know when the virus hit the United States, just because of all the information that was there or wasn't there or whatever. But supposedly it hit us in December. I mean, December being a time of the year where we're all socializing, we're getting ready for the holidays. And I mean, us young people, it doesn't really affect us as much as the older people with pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. But it could very well be, you know, it could definitely be maybe some population control or maybe it is just what it is, you know?
Say that because, like, we were talking before about how we think it's going to hit again, like, the fall.
That's what they're saying. Like, people are standing behind this saying, this fall is going to be the darkest fall.
But then, it doesn't really make that much sense because if people were getting it in, like, December and January, that was, like, what, months ago? So wouldn't this be, like, the second go-around?
Maybe.
And we just actually know what it is this time. Like, that's just how I'm seeing it. I don't know. Maybe we're in the second go-around that they think is so bad.
Or maybe they're just telling us that there will be a second phase that hits us or a second wave that will hit us so that from here on we can take those extra precautions, like wearing masks. I don't even know if gloves are, you know, realistic. If you're out and about,
like plexiglass, I'm sorry, and all that, like
you think it's gonna stay?
It's always gonna be there. There's,
yeah,
I 100% think that everything's gonna be different. It's gonna be different.
I mean, we just had some sushi, not sushi, we had Chinese food,
and it was, you had to talk through a walkie-talkie through a glass door, and you couldn't touch the walkie-talkie. They just talked to you and told you like what to pick up and everything, and I don't know, that's just so weird.
I mean, the food was pretty good, but things like that, I mean, do you honestly think things like that will continue to happen? I mean, maybe not to that degree, but the plexiglass will remain the same. And I don't even see why now you wouldn't wear a mask if you were working in, you know,
medical,
Walmart, Publix, Target. I mean, it just kind of makes more sense. I mean, we've all seen that movie Contagion, and like they show how the germs spread so quickly from like cup to cup, you know. It's just weird.
It's weird. It's like, it's scary. And then you think about it. And I saw this thing on Facebook. I didn't really open it.
So Facebook.
Look at it.
It's always the story always begins. I saw this thing on Facebook and I thought I'd tell you.
It was like a news article type of thing. And it was a restaurant did a study with a blue light. And it was like, you can see how much germs can move around and how quickly, like in a restaurant. I didn't open it to read it or anything, and I should have. But yeah, I saw that, and that was kind of sketchy to me.
Because we work in the restaurant.
We work in a restaurant. So I can sit here now and like imagine it. And I imagine it's like a lot of germs and stuff, but to actually see it, that's scary. It's scary.
I think we could still be hyper aware of being cleaner, because if we're more aware of it, then it just becomes more of your lifestyle, and it becomes just a habit. It just becomes a part of you, like just being cleaner. So right now it seems like maybe we're over cleaning, but maybe we're cleaning just as much as we need to.
Remember when toilet paper was like finding the golden ticket?
It truly was. And I mean, they sell, like, it's ridiculous, the time that we live in.
I still don't understand that whole thing. Like, why were we looking for toilet paper? What are you doing over there? Okay.
Anyway, Kim may stop in for a segment. We don't really know yet, but...
Kim.
Yeah?
Come here.
Yeah, Kim, could you come over here?
So, I told Sean about the snippet.
All right. Hey, Ken, this is Kim Musto. She hasn't been on the podcast in a minute.
What's up? Hey, how's everybody? I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. We're doing well. We're just talking about the virus and, you know, all that stuff. It's a crazy world we live in, obviously, but.
Yes. Wish this was over with.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just about.
Yeah. Anyway, Chelsea had told me, you know, something off the record, by the way. I'm not going to bring it up, but that is funny. And if we can talk about it eventually, man.
Yeah. Odd.
You guys can relate.
Very odd.
Yeah. Kim has some odd things to say if she ever feels comfortable to talk about it. But it's an everyday thing, I feel like, for some people.
Yes.
According. Yeah. Anyway.
We may talk about it when.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. But anyway, I just wanted to get you on because some people out there, they listen to this.
Yeah.
and they like you guys. And it's pretty special. You're making an impact on people you've never met.
Really?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, anyway, what do you think about all this? You okay?
I'm okay. I thought we were going to head back to work soon, but apparently we're waiting a couple more weeks, I guess.
Are you happy about that?
To be honest, if they don't get me back to work soon, I'm probably not going to want to go back at all. Because I'm getting really, like, used to this. I'm getting really used to laying around doing nothing.
you're doing very good at it, too.
Yeah, so Cam, killing it.
Yes, aren't I? Mm-hmm. Listen, my house is good. I got all my cleaning done, spring cleaning. Got rid of a bunch of crap because of this virus. So, hey.
See, Chelsea, earlier today, she said, I feel like I haven't done a lot. How'd you say it? You remember?
Oh.
Like, I feel like I didn't experience enough or something.
What did I say? It was something very...
But anyway.
Yeah,
even if it was just cleaning out, you know, your kitchen or your room or whatever, or just mm-hmm. talking or even going to a drive-in theater and falling asleep. But I don't know. Do like, that. We've done so much. Huh? Well, we went to go see Jaws. But St. Augustine... They just opened their drive-in movie theater.
Oh, okay. It's where is that cool. at? I don't know. I don't know where, though.
It's, like, right off the highway somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But...
I'd like to go, like...
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. That's what we used to do all the time when I was, you know, younger, before you guys were even born.
See, I think next time we go, we should take my mom's car so we can open the trunk and just sit in the trunk.
Yeah.
She's got an SUV.
Somebody has to
put the seats down, open the trunk, pop that radio on, put some blankets down, get some pillows, some snacks, mm-hmm. have a little fun. Well, I guess not in my mom's car, but you know.
Anyway,
so
it'll be a good time.
Even going to the movie because you're not going to be really watching it.
Yes, I am.
If you're having fun.
No.
Watching the movie.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Jesus, Kim. So you guys kind of have, you know, you kind of know what kind of person Kim is, right?
Yep.
She's a porn dog.
No,
oh, my God. Me?
All right. All right, guys. All right. This is the Goops podcast. You know, no. You got Kim Musto here. You have Chelsea Devins. It's good to have both of you on. I think you guys were maybe the second podcast we did. No, it was the third podcast that we did. You guys were the real OGs.
All of them, I think.
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, I did a podcast with Malik, Caitlin, and that went really well. It's called The Dream Team.
Oh.
We did it in Orlando at Create.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and if you are in the Orlando area, definitely check out Create Coffee. It's spelled with a Q. You can check them out on Instagram at Create Coffee. Or you could even check out the owner. His name is Quay Hugh. I believe his Instagram handle is at around Q. But it's 1212 something street. I don't even know. But look it up if you're in the area. Support your local businesses for sure. Mm-hmm. But
we have coffee shops like that around here.
I know.
We have Starbucks and Dunkin' across the street from each other.
Right?
I mean, wow, life sucks. We got Dunkin' on this side, Starbucks. I mean, life just sucks, you know?
Oh, my God. Whatever. It's not even what I meant.
Hey, get closer so I don't have to, be swinging the microphone. Come on, get closer so I don't have to, like... Thank you.
See?
All right. Oh, this is good. Hey, relax.
Telling people what to do, Sean.
Anyway,
just like the normal man.
Yeah.
No, what?
What?
It's a broad statement for both of you.
No, not me. I didn't say it. I don't even think.
Joke, don't push me under the bus like that.
I don't even think that way.
I don't either. It was a joke. It was a joke.
All right, relax. We all think it's a joke for sure. Oh, totally.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, definitely
keep
a joke.
Swimming. I don't care anymore. Do your thing, buddy.
What's that?
Get So what's happening with you, Sean?
I've been working with my dad, And that's been going well. We're doing something new every day. We just laid some tile. It's just like random miscellaneous things that we end up doing every single day that I show up. Mm-hmm. But it's good to talk to them. And I mentioned this in the podcast, the check-in podcast, but I'm going to talk about it again. But just hanging out with my dad and hearing him like tell me stories, it kind of reminds me of my pop, yeah. His dad. And it's just, it's an Evans thing for sure. Like they're storytellers.
Yeah.
But just been working, trying to work on the podcast, trying to get back into the whole scene of, you know, like pictures, meet new people that want to create and work together and all that stuff. But I mean, I plan on getting back into it. Like the gym opens up Monday. Mm-hmm. Super excited about that. But
yeah, me too.
I mean, my pop expects me to wear a mask.
The gym?
He's like, would you wear a mask to the gym? I said, you know.
How are you going to do that?
I mean, you're not going to be doing anything if you're touching all of that equipment. Like, you're constantly going to be touching equipment. So what is the mask going to do that isn't going to be on your hands and your body?
Well, we're healthy. I mean, we don't know. And I don't even know if I should go get tested just so I know if I've had it or if I've built the antibodies up, because I'm just tired of having to deal with this.
Can they tell you that?
I guess.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, just make sure you clean up, you know, the equipment before you use it and, like, spray it down.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's some people that don't even do that, but...
I know.
And I'm like, I feel like it's going to be, like, excuse my French, but I feel like it's going to be, like, a shit show when I get back there. I'm excited it's opening, but I feel like it's going to be weird. Mm-hmm.
To be working back at the gym?
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, why do you think it's going to be weird?
I don't know. I just feel like people are going to be, like, really, like, adamant about, like, cleaning and stuff. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be weird. I don't know.
If you guys go to a gym or, you know, you're going back to the gym when it opens in your area, do not ruin it for all of us. Please.
That's my thing. I feel like that's what it's going to be, because the gym that I work at is mostly, like, older people. So I feel like we're going to hear, like, this person hasn't been sanitizing. This person hasn't been cleaning. Can you, like, have an extra person out here clean? Like, just, like, little stuff that...
I mean, probably know, so.
Nitpick. I feel like people are just going to nitpick everything.
I remember I had allergies once, and I was sniffing, and I wasn't really coughing, but I was like... And then I would go to and from to, like, you know, blow my nose and then wash my hands and then get back to weights. Remember, I like coughed for the first time and it just sounded sickly. And this girl to the left, she like looks at me. I'm like, I'm not sick. And she's like, you know, she's like, stay away from me.
Yeah. So I just feel like it's going to be challenging. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
It'll keep things spicy for a while. I feel like we were all maybe getting burned out with the everyday routine. We all needed like a little reset, just a little reset.
Yeah.
And it's helped me a lot.
I'm definitely going to take advantage of the fact that, you know, like we have a job. We can go out and do stuff. Things are open, all that kind of stuff. I don't know where I was going with that. I had it in my head.
Oh, you're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, things are going to be, they're going to be different for a while, I feel like, but... I guess we'll just play it by ear.
How do you think restaurants are
going
to be?
Kim, how do you think restaurants are going to be long term?
You mean like right when they open, or?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think the new like, procedures and the new, like all this new, like what do you think they're going to do like for like precautions and stuff?
Oh. I don't know. I mean, like people have put, like when I went to get my nails done, they have the plexiglass in between, which to me I feel like they should have been doing that a long time ago, but just because.
Does it kind of make you feel like you're in a cage? Because it kind of makes me feel like I'm like at a petting zoo.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, you're right.
Do you think getting your nails like this time around, because you guys, how often do you get your nails done?
2 weeks or so.
I'm cheap. I go like once a month.
Every 2 weeks, once a month. Well, it was definitely worth the wait, was it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Oh, it was like it was the worst like month of my life. I'm dramatic as heck, but that's one thing.
Cause my you can't say that it was the worst month. Okay.
Come on, I'm dramatic. All right. It's who I am. But it's just I can't, cause I'll pick so bad.
Your hair done. It's hard to go without. I have learned that.
It's just a feeling you get. I don't know. Do guys get it? Like when you're just, you just feel good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a haircut, you know?
Yeah, it's like a
like I'm feeling pretty shabby right now.
Really?
Yeah.
He won't let me cut his hair and I want to cut it so bad.
Dude, I'm not going to let an unprofessional cut my hair ever again.
Go to school for this.
Exactly. Yeah, when you walk, maybe like 6 months in, I'll be like, all right, you can cut my hair. I don't know.
At that point, I'm not even going to want to, just because you were ungrateful.
Good.
Great.
It's not that I'm ungrateful.
You're so ungrateful. I am magic. I'm magic. Like, I am.
He's yeah.
I'm like, I'm,
yeah, I don't know.
I'm like the Zohan.
He saw when you put mascara on my eyes.
Oh, it's
that was mascara.
I didn't have my glasses on, you old fart, okay?
Why would you not put your glasses on?
Okay, I don't. I feel like I'm a goldfish in a freaking bowl when I wear my glasses.
Wear contacts.
I'm not good at gold.
Nobody is until you start wearing contacts, and then you figure it out. Like at first, when I first started to put contacts in when I was living in Costa Rica, my pop would be like, "All right, we got 30 minutes before we're going." It took me 30 minutes just to get one contact in.
Exactly.
And then you just have to. But now I can just pop them in and out, literally, like split second.
Couldn't do it either.
I have some in my drawer. Maybe I'll just start wearing them. Maybe that's why I have like the worst headaches all the time.
I hope that if you're gonna be cutting hair for a living, that you're going to be wearing your friggin' glasses because
yeah, no.
I don't think
hair isn't even part of what I'm going to school for.
You're going to school to become an esthetician, right?
Yeah.
And you can always go back to like nursing school to get like your MD or something, and then that's constantly growing, it seems. So. It's not just hair. Like, if you just end up going the skin route, and then let's say you want to go back to school to get, like, your MD or whatever it is, mm-hmm. like, you can.
I want to invent, like, a really, really, really good skincare line with weed in it.
Really?
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Move on. My skin ain't getting any younger.
They have a lot of hemp products. Like, I have a lot of hemp products, but it's just, like, cannabis oil or whatever it is.
You want to use like cannabis infused products.
Yeah. Like with actual like stuff in it. I don't know. I want like my own line like that. Like how freaking cool would that be? Like a serum, a face mist, a washer, a cleanser, all that good stuff. And I know exactly what they would look like too.
Yeah, chemical. What are you going to put in it?
Like, I mean, she wouldn't know. She would have to get with somebody that does know how.
I know.
And then
I just tell them,
you have those people work for you or with you or whatever, and then there you have it.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby. That's how it's done. I'll be like the next, what's that lady's name? Mary Kay?
Oh, brother.
But not with the pyramid scheme, okay? Just,
I'll just have little worker bees, and we'll have a meeting. It'll be fun. I can't wait. I'm going to own my own business. I'm going to have like 18 different ones.
Yeah, you've been talking about owning your own businesses. I feel like it'd be pretty sweet.
I want to open a bakery.
Like
a bakery cafe type of thing, like a cool coffee shop, bakery cafe type of thing, like that you see on the movies. Yeah, like one of those. And then, skincare.
Well, I always talk about like trying to do that, the weed business, but you know, it's like right before we get into like food infused with CBD or THC, I'd like to just start with coffee and see.
Cool.
Maybe I shouldn't even talk about it, but I want to start creating like your own, coffee, THC kind of drink. And then if Starbucks ever comes around, you could sell that idea.
Go.
I mean,
like a little bookstore type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we were trying to do a podcast the other day, and I was kind of in like a little rut because my pop... he hasn't really been doing well. He's been showing his age,
mm-hmm.
and he's just, he's struggling a little bit, going in and out of these little ruts, emotionally and stuff. And I don't know, it's hard to see, but the other day we worked on a podcast, we published it and then we unpublished it. because I just felt like a lot of negativity was associated with just trying to get that podcast out there. But I wanted to get back to it so we could do something that we can just go with the flow. Nothing too structured, just trying to have a good time, you know. But anyway, I believe this is like the 11th episode.
11th?
11th, yeah. Pretty sure.
We should do something crazy for the 20th one.
We should do something crazy.
Podcast on the roof of a building or something. That'd be so cool.
A little dangerous. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
Standing on a cliff after go or before going.
A cliff.
Stop.
But yeah, for everyone who listens to the Goobs podcast, we have, you know, we're growing slowly but surely, and I think it's really cool. And we got, I've been looking at the chart again of, you know, all the listeners and where they're from. But we have like people from Turkey. We have people from Canada, Dubai, wow. Australia, Philippines. Mm-hmm. And then I think we just saw Norway today.
That's so crazy.
And that's crazy. Yeah. You know, whoever you are, thank you for listening. This is pretty sweet.
Tell your friends to tell their friends.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't want to do that because I want people to organically want to talk about the Goobs podcast. Even though I'm trying to make money from advertisers, I don't want it to be overpowering. I don't want to tell people to, hey, could you post about the podcast? If you want to post about something, it's because you really, really want to. I don't ever want to pay people for shout outs. If you want to do a shout out, for shout out, just so we're both benefiting, that's cool. But if people are going to post about the Goobs podcast, then they'll do it because they want to. So for everybody out there who's, you know, said anything to a friend or family member about the Goobs podcast, it means a lot. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. And I plan on doing this for a long time. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, you know, I'm going to do this even if no one is listening, you know?
That's so cool.
I would, yeah.
From now and like listening to these, like just compare yourself. It's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice to come back and I don't know, be reminded of what we were talking about.
Get a chance to reminisce.
A little reminiscing. You're tired?
Tired.
You came home at 2 at night.
2 in the morning.
2 in the morning. And you had a good time ish.
Yeah, ish. Good time ish.
Good time ish. And that's all we'll say. That's all we'll say. We'll protect.
I will say, at least I know now not to go back to St. Pete.
Wow.
To at least with this guy.
Oh, there you are. She said it. I did it.
It's an open option.
I mean,
maybe
look.
We'll go to the beach this time, you know?
It's so rough trying to meet people. And actually, like, I never thought it would be this hard.
Why don't we just go and, like, hang out somewhere and like
do it like naturally.
I mean, there are nice places that you can go out and maybe meet nice people. It's all about
yeah,
where you go.
Figure out where we go, where we're gonna go to meet these people.
We're St. George Street. Go bar hopping in St. Augustine.
Yeah, I hear that. That's kind of fun.
It's classy. If you go to Daytona, you're gonna meet.
No, I'm not saying.
You know,
I'm saying, like, we gotta figure out where it's gonna be decent to go. But
yeah, we'll figure it out. You're going to be fine, and I'm glad that you learned a lot from it.
I did learn it. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I heard.
Yep, that was not fun.
How does it feel for that to happen to you, huh? Now we're just speaking in riddles.
I mean, I was like, okay, I'm willing to try some, you know, everything maybe once.
All right, hold on. Before you start, so you went about 3 hours to meet with a guy. Keep my voice down. I don't want the whole world, except, you know, if you're listening to this, whatever. But she went to go see a guy about 3 hours away, and you guys have been talking very, you know,
off and on
for a few months, okay. And, okay, yeah, so now you guys know what's going on.
Yes. And he likes trying new things, and he's very dominant. And I was just like, ugh.
But like controlling, like too yes. controlling. Yeah, yeah.
Very controlling, telling me what to do, telling me what he was going to do. Yeah. So... Yeah, it was about 11 o'clock. I'm like, I'm out.
Why exactly did you say I'm out? Because I heard, and that's kind of how I was too. Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
It wasn't that reason.
What was the reason?
I was not happy about that, what he did, but he's just real, like, talk mean to you. Like, at first I was like, okay, he's just messing around.
It sounded rushed to me. Rushed.
Yeah, well, maybe it was rushed because he's 3 hours away and we knew we weren't going to probably spend a lot of time, be able to spend a lot of time together unless right. we liked each other and then we'd have figured it out.
Did you plan on staying there more than one night?
I was going to leave and come home today. Like, I don't know, what, this morning or something. But then, you know, when he said the last thing he said to me, which I don't know, like I'm useless or something, I was like, I think I'm leaving now, okay? Like, I don't know if you're joking or not, but I'm over it.
Good. You need to know your worth.
Yeah.
So.
And he, okay, it's not like he was a terrible person. We joked around a lot with each other. We laughed a lot. And we were probably okay. Like, we could have probably got along if he wasn't so, if he had just left the part of him out that was really dominant telling me what to do. That would have probably been a lot better.
I mean, you could have definitely eased into that.
Right. I agree.
I don't know. I mean, you guys are the same signs. You're the same ethnicity.
Yes, both Italian, both German, both Leos. Yeah, that was... Yeah, it was just like...
I mean, it could work out. It could work out, I feel like. Maybe it's just not your time, you know?
Well, you know, I'm just as stubborn as he is. Like, he was not giving up, but then I was like, okay, I'm not giving in either, so... Inch. I don't know, it was rough, but it's okay, because now I know, and you live and learn.
You live and you learn, and you have to live so you can learn.
Yes.
Not just exist, but live.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. I love that.
That's a good saying.
Everybody what?
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Oh. So we had Chinese. What was your guys' fortune?
Oh, mine was have an adventure with what?
Take a buddy
on my next adventure. So...
That was a cookie fortune. That's good.
What was mine? Mine was like, what was mine? If you don't sign up for anything new, then you will be fine.
Okay, if you don't sign up for anything new, you will be fine. What does that even mean? Like, you don't want to just be fine.
What you're doing.
No, what? Well, what do you mean stick? You gotta be uncomfortable.
Okay, maybe it's happening in my life. That's the last thing I wanted to freaking read.
Was just meant for like, don't sign up for anything new right this second. But
or maybe it's saying, well, it said you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it said you'll be fine. Like, yeah. Do you want to just be fine?
Or do you want to be fantastic?
Or great? Or exceptional? Or whatever?
Or super?
So it doesn't pertain to you. Mine was that, like, I don't even remember. It was like an old love will come back into my life.
Yeah.
No. Why? I mean, even if all the you know,
so
even
if it didn't work, why would you want to do it again?
Exactly. So,
right.
Maybe it was a few bad fortunes. I don't
Break
know.
Break those fortunes. They stunk. And my cookie was stale. So it's not real.
But we're grateful.
Cookie, it's not real.
Well, we're grateful and blessed that we got to eat Chinese food.
Yes, absolutely.
Today.
I love Chinese food. But frick that fortune cookie.
Frick that, dude.
And yours.
Yeah, and frick yours.
Yeah, whatever.
Food. Frick them all.
Well, mine's okay. I get to bring somebody on my next adventure.
Voyage. You have to use the word voyage.
Voyage.
It makes it so much more Caribbean.
It can't just be a trip to Zaxby's, okay?
Yeah.
No,
that's not a voyage.
Not a voyage I was talking about.
Yeah.
What kind of voyage are you talking about? You know, cruises are like on sale right now.
Yeah, they are.
They're like $38 a ticket. I'm not.
Let's go.
Are you guys sure you want to put yourself at that risk?
Yes.
I've never been on a cruise.
Yes, and I want to go so badly.
Where would you guys go?
Anywhere tropical. Anywhere. I would love to go to Jamaica, but
I've been there. Been on the Jamaica tour. Jamaica tour. Wait, what? Bob Marley tour. We
That's
did.
Exactly. I want to smoke real weed. That's all it is. I
Wait, you smoke weed?
What?
You smoke weed, man?
I want to do palm trees. They're so pretty in Jamaica.
Yeah, they are. So I hear.
And so I want
big palm trees too in Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm normally large.
I want to smell them. I want to bake them into little cakes. I want.
You guys.
I want to be there. I want to get my hair braided.
Oh,
I want
no.
All tanned up. I want to be on an island.
Okay, let's look it up. Okay. I mean, we're probably not going back to work for a couple more weeks. Maybe we can hurry up and grab a cruise and
just cruise on out of here.
I'm telling you, we would have fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
It would be so.
There would be nobody on the ship.
We would have the whole thing practically to ourselves. And if there were people there, it would be like people that want to have fun and not like
carnival.
Freak out.
Carnival.
You know? Yes, exactly. We can cha-cha slide. Have you ever watched those videos where they cha-cha slide and they do like the Cupid shuffle and they do the Cotton Eye Joe and everything like on the deck? I would be the one up there.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Carnival like wanted to sponsor us? They're like, hey, we heard your podcast and what do you guys say? That's
can we have Norwegian sponsor us and give me my job, please?
Yeah, she was trying to get a job with them a while ago. They never called back. Those sons of bitches. And we'll just say it.
I would have been stranded in Hawaii for quarantine.
Blessing in disguise, because you would have been gone from us, and we would not be happy.
No, I would want you to grow.
No.
But we could have visited and had a place to crash in Hawaii.
You might need to grow. You want me here.
Well, we want everyone to grow. So we want to see people succeed. I want to see people succeed, you know?
How do you spell Caribbean cruise? Caribbean.
Yeah, it's the same. Caribbean or Caribbean? Same. Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean cruises. That was a tongue twister. I'm wow.
My brother, he's coming to visit.
Oh.
The 24th through the 28th.
Did he get tickets?
He got his ticket and he's...
Ticket or something?
Yeah, he got a cheap ticket. And he's flying in Sunday at 9:30 at night in Orlando International. I think he wants to stay in St. Augustine. I think our dad is trying to see if he can sleep on the floor or something, or bring an air mattress or something in his house. But I just know that, you know, my grandparents will probably, you know, I don't even know. Because my pop, like, his first instinct would probably be, you just got off a plane. I don't want to be near you. But I know he's going to hang out with them and stuff. And it's just a long time coming.
You know, be safe with everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they haven't seen him in years. So... But he's grown as a human being, and he's gonna change the world. He's gonna help a lot of people. He's going to be some sort of speaker, all around entrepreneur. I just see it.
Really?
He has a story, and he just needs to get that story out there. But anyway, he's finally coming. Mm-hmm. We're gonna celebrate our dad's birthday, the 27th, mm-hmm. and then this month.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the 27th. I forget what year.
How old is he?
I think it's 77, I think. I don't know.
Who?
My dad.
77?
No. He was born 1977, I think.
If he's 53, if he's my age, he's 66. He's born in 66.
Holy cow, I don't even know how old our dad is.
Or...
Yeah, he doesn't even know how old he is, but he knows. He just tries not to think about it. But anyway, he's coming, and we're going to spend time together, and... We haven't seen each other in like 8 years. We thought it was 7. We thought it was 10. But then we figured it's been about 8 years.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. He wants to meet you, obviously. But we're going to try to get a few shoots together out in Orlando. Malik, Cody, if you're listening, like maybe we could shoot my brother Adam while he's here. That'd be dope.
Cool.
And I don't know if anybody else listens to this podcast, but he's 2 years older than I am. So he's 26. He'll be 27 this year.
He's my oldest son's age. He's 27.
Yeah. But his goal is to tell his story and help people who are struggling just be a bright light. And he's been talking to a few motivational speakers through email. And I guess it's really all about who you know and who you meet. And so he's hoping that's the route he'll you know, go on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be a long time.
How long is he staying?
From the 24th, I think 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 days.
Cool. Did you find
it? I found, yeah. It's a 3-night, 4-day Bahama cruise.
Okay.
And if we went September 11th, it's $198.
Or
September 11th?
Yeah. Oh crap, we're not going to go on September 11th. But if we went in, if we went like June 12th, it's $208.
That's pretty cheap. Is that all inclusive?
I don't know. But that's for an interior room. We can get a balcony room for $330. That's cheap for a balcony room.
Oh yeah, we all.
And this is three nights, so you're going to be cruising around and everything for 4 days. You're going to be in the Bahamas.
Okay, listen. Five days are better because three nights is too short. Seven, I feel, is okay, but kind of too long. So five is like perfect for me.
You're a pain in the butt.
I like five.
Whatever.
5 day cruises.
Let me find a new one then for you, princess.
See, I want to go back to Austin.
Cheese and rice.
I like to go back to Austin, Texas for like 4 or 5 days.
I want to go everywhere.
That's the goal. When my brother comes to visit, that'd be awesome, or it will be awesome, and then I'd like to go in like June or July.
Why don't we just like buy an RV, start traveling around? The only thing we'd
Why
have to have
just
is money.
A giant U-Haul truck and put pillows and crap in the back instead of. But why?
Wait, would you want to do that though?
Yeah, I would buy an RV, a big, a nice one, not like expensive, but something we could afford, and then travel just everywhere.
And then keep doing our thing.
And just keep doing whatever. But the only thing we'd have to figure out is how we're going to make money for gas and food.
We would have to, there has to be something where you can maybe work at home.
Okay.
Like we could figure that out.
Through a computer. Work from home thing.
We would have to figure it out. We can't just look it up online. I've tried it. You can take surveys, but that stuff is bullshit. There has to be a way.
Eastern Caribbean cruise for $388. If you want a balcony, it's $538.
So $538 each person.
Yeah, I feel like that is so cheap.
Yeah, for you guys.
Well,
I haven't even received anything.
She's the one getting all these unemployment checks.
Dude, you've gotten a shit ton.
Car, people, priorities.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're still.
Here we are talking about going to the Bahamas, huh?
Girl can imagine. Okay.
No, yeah, I'm kidding. No, we're definitely gonna go. I feel like it's always like prices of airlines and cruise ships. I hope that price lasts
Which
a long time.
Which was it?
Carnival. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you hear me how I said that?
Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean.
Carnival. Carnival.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Carnival.
Have another. Have another, Chels.
Have another what? Water.
Puff.
Anyway, you know, I just want to say thank you guys for listening.
You look like a witch.
Hey, stop casting spells over here, both of you.
Where are you going?
Dude, I need microphones, okay? This is what I'm working with.
He's getting his workout in and just spit everywhere.
Hey, if you spit on yourself, not meaning to, hit us up.
Or meaning to, either way. We accept everyone for who they are.
Yeah, we do. I wanted to talk to Manscaped. Manscaped, I talked to you guys the other day and you said I don't have enough listeners. And I appreciate you guys being honest with me because now that's something I could work towards. But Manscaped, hopefully one day we can work together, but thanks for getting back to me and we'll stay in touch. Also, I want to talk about a supplement company called FNX. You can find them on Instagram. They sell supplements. They sell gym gear. You can get your bottles there. But anyway, I got an email from one of the ambassadors, and they're looking for a new ambassadors. And I like what they have to offer, and I wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't cool. I like what they're doing, but we'll see. You know, I just wanted to talk about that. It's up in the air, but it could be something really, really cool. I hit up Soho Juice Company in Orlando. They have a few spots, but they're mostly like vegan, organic, you know. They sell like donuts with CBD in them.
Oh my god.
It's like $10 though, but they're really good. And I hit them up and they said we'll stay in touch. I don't know if they're listening to it, but I mean, the Dream Team podcast is doing really well. Like that one's it's getting up there. But I just wanted to say once again, thanks for everyone who listens to these podcasts. If you can get from start to finish, then you're a goober. Because if you can listen to us talk for close to an hour, then, you know, that's what's up. I know Joe Rogan does podcasts for 2 and 3 hours, you know, but right now an hour at the most seems good. Also wanted to thank Anchor for letting us do this, Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. It's so cool to be able to do this finally. I've been thinking and talking about this idea for a few years, and it always brings me back to when I was serving at this this clubhouse, and this guy said, "You have a radio voice." I was like, "Really? I guess I never thought about it." And I told you about this, but he used to make jingles for Warner Brothers. And I thought that was like pretty sick, you know? Like, and that's why I feel like podcasting would be not only a segue into acting and maybe even modeling, but it's another platform people can get to know us, they can get to know me. And maybe like if I do end up doing voiceover acting, then maybe they could just say, "Well, do you have a reel of some sort?" And I'll be like, "No, but you could just listen to my podcast, you know? Just listen to my podcast, eh?" Bobby, yeah, you over there? How you doing tonight, huh?
Australian.
I don't know if I can do Australia. Shrimp on the Bobby.
Do Boston.
Boston is one I'm really fucking working on, you know? Like Al Capone. I'm over here in these streets.
German.
I don't know if I can do German.
Russian.
Strong like bull.
Yeah.
That's all I can do. Strong, but like bull.
Strong like bull.
Oye, amigo, ¿cómo te llamas? ¿Dónde está la leche?
What did you just say?
Where's the milk? I'm lactose intolerant, if you guys didn't know. Yeah.
You should get a carton of milk tattooed on you.
That'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind, Shelly? We're about to wrap it up. How's life?
It's great. It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
You want to get closer so I don't have to extend my arm every time I ask you a question?
You're so needy.
All right.
I'm here.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So in the last podcast, I unpublished it. I deleted it because I wanted us to talk about it again when I was in a better state of mind. But I just wanted to give a huge shout out to Caitlin and Malik one more time. Thanks for doing the podcast. But I also wanted to talk and give a little shout out to Christian, Ariella, and Christina Marie Nigan. I believe that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, thank you guys for meeting us. That was so much fun. And I hope we can work together. And you can check them out on Instagram. I follow them. And just, I guess, look for them, but it's Christian and Christina. But anyway, that was a good time. Chelsea, you came and supported. You did some behind-the-scenes content. They also ended up taking pictures of you while they were shooting me. It was just a moment in my life that I was like, wow, this is something I've been picturing for a while. You've been talking about wanting to, like, help me when things get busier. And it means a lot to me that you drove to Orlando just to help, and
by myself,
it was a good time.
It had so much fun. It really was
different. Was like energy over there,
definitely. It was a whole new world. It was so much fun. I enjoyed it,
and hopefully we can do it again, and I hope we get these pictures here pretty soon. I don't know, but the pictures were good. I figure
maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to hit them up and be like, hey, can you send some pictures?
Perfection takes time.
But anyway, guys, I hope you guys are having a good week so far. Today is Saturday. Okay, I hope you had a good week. Man, life is about to get back to
unravel.
It's about to unravel again. We're about to get back to the rat race. Stay leveled. When things start to open up, don't forget to keep using that, you know, precautions. Wash your hands more, you know. Don't touch your face as much. I know I'm bad at it. Get rid of bad habits. I'm working on it. But anyway, hey, Kim, thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
Do you have anything to say to the youth?
To the youth?
To the youth.
I have a lot to say, but not right now.
Spit it out.
Could you give us just a little?
If you had to give one piece of advice, and then you never had to do it again, what would you tell people?
Oh, that's really putting me on the spot.
It is, but come up with something.
Try anything once.
Wow. That's pretty good. Try anything once.
If you don't like it, don't do it again.
So right. You're going home. Yeah. And get in your car.
Bye. 3 hour drive out.
Cool. 2 o'clock in the morning, no big deal. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast, Kim. And Chelsea, thanks again for being the co-anchor.
Thank you.
And this is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. Thank you, Anchor, for helping us spread the word of Goobs and Apple Podcasts.
Tell them the tongue twister I taught you.
Oh, yeah. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy 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 Wuzzy.
No!
Shit!
It's Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Fuzzy Wuzzy was... Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
You're welcome. Good job.
Wow, it's the little things.
Good.
Do we have another one? Send them off with?
Man, hold on. Now I'm on the spot. How much could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah.
I feel like that wasn't right, but hey, whatever.
How much could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much?
It sounds too sexual. Do you think we could find something else that's a little more PG? Chelsea, please. Thank you.
What's the... Peter Piper picked a peck of... Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peppers.
Yeah. Is that your advice?
Yes, it is. Peter Piper, you go pick those pickled pizzer peppers.
Well, guys, stay focused, stay leveled, stay positive, and keep surrounding yourself with good people because you need that. And if you are stressed, like everybody else is, and you're still working on finding the balance, it's okay. Just understand that's a day-to-day thing. But try new things out. Like Kim said, try everything once. And if you don't like it, you don't have to go back to it.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Don't knock it until you try it, but also use your head. You know, that doesn't go with everything out there, okay? So
don't... Do it all. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
But be happy with what you're doing. Try to stay aware as long as you possibly can. I know it's hard, but you're a main character. And everybody's watching. And they might not even talk about it, but we're all watching. We're all interconnected, and that's what's so beautiful about being a human, especially during this spiritual warfare. It's not only a spiritual warfare, but it's an awakening. So question things, you know, consider all the odds out there and come up with what makes you,
human,
I guess. Yeah. So with that being said, stay in touch. And if you are afraid of reaching out to me or you're afraid of reaching out to Chelsea, don't be afraid, because we're always here to help, and we'd love to keep it confidential. If you are someone out there who needs someone to talk to, you know, just be between the two of us. And if you guys want to tell me some of your stories, you can write it down and send the whole story to me, and I'll read it on the podcast. If you have like a funny story out there that you can just write for me, and I'll give you full authorship of it, and I'll tell your story on the podcast if I like it. And I feel like that'd be kind of fun, you know, to hear your stories out there. Because, I mean, if you're a main character, then I'm a main character, and you guys got to have some, probably some really good stories. But with that being said, be happy, look for happiness, and this is the Goobs Podcast. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, great.
Bye.
Cool.
Cool.
Wait, did you say something?
I didn't say anything. Did you say something? Wait, did you hear that?
Oh, that thing right there in the back.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Just, yeah.
Lovely. That's a nice tree over there.
Yeah, there's a pair of flowers. So.
Yeah, those are nice flowers.
Right there.
All right, guys, bye.